Blog Talk Radio.
Peace be on our noble and honorable listening audience. You're listening once again to another edition of Religion Means Alive. I expect our brother and friend that usually is on Fridays. I haven't heard from him. I know he's been under the weather. And if he arrives, we will certainly giving him an opportunity to speak. With those words, I'm relieved our brother and friend is on, Brother Imam Yusuf Abdul Salam, and there's a lot of stuff to talk about. I mean, we just have powerful conversations, and I'm not going to prolong your wait. I'm going to invite our brother right to the rostrum, fresh from Selma, Alabama. I hadn't heard from him today, so I was worried about him. Well, I hope his health is in health. I know he's in good spirits, as always. So the next voice you heard would be the Imam of Selma, Alabama, historic Selma, and the Islamic Center Imam, Yusuf Abdul Salam.
With Allah's name, the praise and thanks is for Allah. We thank him for the gift and blessings of the model human person, Muhammad, peace be upon him, the honorable and noble servant and messenger of God, and what follows of that salute or that traditional salutation to the last prophet, peace be upon him, the seal of the prophets mentioned in Bible as it is given in Al-Quran. Dearly beloved audience, we greet you in the greeting of peace be unto you. As-salamu alaykum. Let me just start off by saying to Brother Imam and everyone that's in the listening audience that I'm committed to this broadcast simply because I'm a person of loyalty, and I made a working relationship with Imam Afrat Muhammad, and I'm hoping that his attempt to work with Imam Waruthuddin Muhammad II to consolidate this community, concretize our efforts, his work along with many others will be successful. We thank God for blessing us with the presence of Congressman Andre Carson in Chicago, and I suggest that the believers be patient. Efforts are being made. Barat Muhammad and Elijah Muhammad talked about that old touring car getting up Capitol Hill, and we actually have a congressman who identified with the most excellent essence of the African-American freedom Islamic movement in America, whose name has the word car in it itself, that old touring car, congressman out of Indianapolis, the home of the first Islamic organized community in the history of this country. Ben Ismail and his wife left Kentucky before the U.S. Constitution was founded, migrated to Indianapolis, and maintained an Islamic community until an Indiana legislative person sponsored a bill, and because they wanted to sterilize this community, they kept reproducing. Every year they had their own American Hodge, left Indianapolis, went up through Illinois, named a bunch of little areas, Muslim names, hit the Chicago area, came back another way and back across to Indianapolis. In 1906 or 7, they tried to sterilize the members of this community, and they disappeared in the urban areas. And some think that the early movements in our northern urban areas, the Moorish American movement, the Garvey movement, were people by some of these people who dispersed from this community of being Ishmael. This is not theory. This is a fact. Farad Muhammad was not the first, nor Noble Drew Ali, to establish an indigenous Muslim community in America of African Americans, not immigrant Muslims, African Americans. Of course, they had Southern rural Caucasian in this community. They had Native Americans, but it was led by an African American leader. Listen to that name, Ben Ishmael. And his wife, Jean, with the same name of that great African cultural center in West Africa. These are facts. And we have a congressman from this same area, the Honorable Andre Carson, who addressed us, didn't need the big personality of Imam Muhammad present, trying to show off around the big honcho. The Imam is gone. But he still was humble enough to come and serve. And we have to appreciate the service of Imam Afra Muhammad in helping making this thing possible. Now, yes, I was invited to present. If I'm blessed next year, I'll be glad to present, if given the invitation again. If not, I'll be glad to serve in any capacity because I support Mars Cares, Imam Wahduddin Muhammad II. Now, I'm a busy man. I've always been a community developer around Selma. Recently, some people involved in an activity that's going to open up access to me again to large numbers of Selmians in terms of community development may be coming my way. I have opened up a Dawa class here in the capital of Montgomery, the birthplace of the civil rights movement. I'm involved in a multi-tier business activity that I'm using not only to generate finances, but to bring together a coalition of folk who can also be organized for political, social, and faith-based activities. Notwithstanding that rigid schedule, the man didn't have to hear from me today. I wouldn't miss it for nothing in the world, especially after what I viewed on September the 9th, 2015, by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For those of you who are not conscious, Imam Muhammad passed away from this physical plane on September the 9th, 2008. September the 9th, 2015 would have been the 7th anniversary of that passing. If we look at all the activities from last Friday up until this day, it's been amazing in their Islamic implications. Been amazing in terms of their implications for the future growth and development of the influence of Imam Wahduddin Muhammad in this country. And when I first was blessed to establish a relationship with Imam Afrik, I told him about an incident that occurred relating to Imam Muhammad as I was traveling to Dothan, Alabama. On this particular anniversary, I started my day, and I was conscious of the fact that if we're on track by preaching Wallace, then I'm going to receive some confirmation on this 7th anniversary, that some lesson, some evidence, some proof was going to be unequivocally and incontrovertibly established. This world will call people who think out of the perceptive box paranoid, schizophrenic in a minute. If they call Muhammad, peace be upon him, mad or possessed. If they call Isa, peace be upon him, mad or possessed. Don't you know a regular, common, ordinary brother like myself going out on a limb, trusting in Allah, jumping out trying to look and do a Tack-Willy type hermeneutics on events, tie them into a continual creative process and work of Allah to establish the work of his sacrificial servant, Imam Waruddin Muhammad, especially when this man has been a reputed politician, everybody in Alabama know him, presents himself as a logical, rational lawyer, a critical thinker, in a courtroom every week, just ran city court a day or so ago, in a very efficient and positive prosecutorial manner. So that's a big jump. It's not a compulsive jump. We understand the risk. We understand the possibility of the criticizer, especially within the Islamic ranks, with all these scientists who may have gifts and skills, but they don't respect other brothers and think that don't understand that Allah might give Brother Imam something that he doesn't give them, that he might give me something. Because none of us are going to get the total package as to what Imam Muhammad had. So rather than supporting whatever little blessing a student or supporter of Imam received, they ready to pounce. They ready to put their brother in the fire. Allah understand that, so every now and then he has to show the brother love. Bye, be cool, little donkey. I know you're not a global mega leader like the Imam, like the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, like Dr. King. But you read Quran and you know I ordered you to go for whether he quip heavily or lightly. So you equip lightly. So I'm going to make the fire cool for you. If the father of my deen, with all his wonderful gifts and talent, need to have the fire cool for him, what about a weak frail servant like you? So don't feel the fear to criticize them. So we operating with optimistic expectations. Optimistic expectations. And I get up and I'm saying, don't project anything on a lock. It must be a smoking gun today. You riding back and forth between Montgomery and Selma, you know, it's a city where Ben Wallace is from. Don't look up there and see Wallace and try to claim you've seen a sign. There's a college, community college in Selma, right outside of Selma. Don't try to, you pass by that every time you go to Montgomery, every time you come from Montgomery. That's not a sign. Don't try to claim jump on your Lord. Make sure today, if he want to show you something, he'll show it. Not to celebrate or glorify you, but to acknowledge the fact that you need to keep preaching Wallace with all your heart. That's all I wanted to see. Whether or not the imam is on the right track by trying to coalesce with Imam Ward through D. Muhammad the Second. Whether or not his sacrifice is for a worthy cause. Man been sick. The man has scarce economic resources. Got a family to provide for. Making all kind of sacrifice. A confirmation of that kind of faith certainly would do wonders. Yes, I wanted to have. That this is what Allah promised you moment as a believer. But not on any day, but on this particular day with this special number, the seventh year. So I rode and I worked, took up most of my day, and business activity. Had my business partner down from Atlanta, and he had a hotel in Montgomery, so I had to come back to Montgomery, but I left him in Selma doing business. And we came on over, by we, I mean myself and all the cosmic forces under Allah's command. But it was not for him to take this ride to see what I saw. So as we approaching, Montgomery's getting late in the day, and I had to say to myself, well, your Lord didn't decide to confirm this thing for you today. But keep the faith. This is what I'm thinking. It wasn't a good 2 seconds that I looked to my right in a big trucking parking lot, and lo and behold, the truck nearest to the expressway had a big Wallace on there, as big as day. But I say that's not enough proof. I want a smoking gun. If this thing is for real, then why haven't I seen anything related to the seventh? That was a 10-second gap. Within 10 seconds, a car pulled up with an out-of-state license plate with a big old 7 on it, no other numbers, just a 7. And I rode behind it, just blasting and praising Allah till I got off my exit. I guess it kept going to Georgia, wherever it was from. And then I got on a regular road. Soon as I hit it off the exit, bam, hit again. Another vehicle, strangely, no other numbers. License plate, just 7. We knew we were home. Allah is aware of everything. He neither sleeps nor slumber. He was aware as to what appeared before, after, and behind the life of his servant, Imam Wahduddin Muhammad. The most significant explicator of the glorious Quran. I repeat, the most significant explicator. Nobody in his class. And if Allah hadn't sealed prophethood, if Allah himself had not sealed it with Muhammad, sallallahu wasallam, maybe the imam would have enjoyed that status. Well, brother, how can you say maybe Prophet Muhammad said, peace be upon him, that if it was ever one of his sahabas could have been a prophet, he said Umar could have been one. So Prophet Muhammad speculated that a righteous servant possibly could have been a prophet, but Allah sealed it. The imam said that we had lost our soul in these northern areas. I'm a southern boy from that old time southern religion. I believe like my grandmama believed. You done got up there and got all urbanized, sophisticated, and all this. Just like Cain, just like Iblis. And we don't understand anymore the simple, powerful value of conviction. Prophet Muhammad said, conviction is my power. Conviction is my power. Conviction is my power. I knew. See, now these old crazy Western psychologists say sometimes your unconscious mind, it has the power to influence matter, to make things appear. That was not any subconscious mind making nothing appear. Even if that theory was correct, that may have been true for the Wallace thing, but in no way that could have been true for a back-to-back 7. They just make these claims to call people under secular influence to underestimate the power of Allah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. No just estimate do we give to our Lord. He's strong, he's capable, he's powerful, he's able to enforce his will. Kun fayakun, being it is. He knew what I was going to think on that particular day, the day I came out of my mother's womb. He telling me all that psychological mumbo jumbo. Trying to slickly say, man, you got the power in the mind to make all this stuff happen. You the God. Later for that. La ilaha illallah, Muhammad and Rasulullah. The Caucasian is not God. I don't care how much blue hair he wears. I don't care how deep blue his eyes are. I don't care how pale white his skin is. in his Father. No matter how steep in the wisdom of divine matters, Joel the Jewel, he's not God. In this week of the 7th anniversary, the day after this milestone was hit, a subtle covert student of the Imam, President Barack Hussein Obama, a little son of Hagar. And the word Hagar, in English, you see hag. The downtrodden African people was involved in an event where Joel, the father, and KL, the European, Esau, Gentile, a portion of them were turned back. And the repentant ones, Israel, stepped up and went against their own brethren. Allah brought it out, made them in live and living in a national observation, slug it out before the world. The unrepentant Zionist sons of Jacob and the good faith people of the book. That's why we should never blindly follow an anti any kind of orientation. Allah created all the sons and daughters of Adam most excellent, but they are not gods. The black man is not God and will never be God. I reject Faraz Muhammad counterpunching in 1965, some 50 years ago, September the 5th, 10th, a day after the day of the Imam, a man that operated in the city of Temple number 12, Father Divine, used to call himself God before Faraz Muhammad ever came on the scene. The black man is not God. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. This creator of the heavens and earth took one from the blessed city, from the city of the blessed Imam. Line up jinn and men in his ranks. The birds was with him, the great spiritual leaders, the Pope and others. Line up the scientists of the world, the top nuclear physicists, the men. Line up the jinn, the political leaders in China, Russia, Europe, all the nations except one or two. Line up the military jinn who tested Solomon with offering to procure the kingdom with their might. Secret intelligence agents of Israeli security. Line up and dole for this little small ham. All the former jinn, Secretary of State, generals, Colin Powell and others, dole for this jinn, for this little ham. The biggest, most powerful lobby in America, AIPAC, do everything they could against this little Ham. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beat them back. Netanyahu, with all his political guile, all his political chicanery. I read in the paper today that he had to absorb this meeting, this beating, and move on. Allah beat him back. Gentile, Esau political leaders, like dumb dogs as describing Isaiah, invited this man to their country, the world's greatest superpower, brought him into this country's house, let him challenge their chief executive, their commanding chief, these dumb dogs. There's never been that kind of intra-governmental disloyalty in the history of this country. Undermining the chief executive, pulling a super Benedict Arnold move, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beat it back. And even the New York Times, look what I'm going to read it to you, look what it says. Democrats hand victory to Obama. Listen to that. Not that God was with Obama. Not that Obama is a talented player. Somebody still had to give him something. He didn't earn it. The Democrats gave it to him. Still don't want to give him credit. Last week, this man changed the name from an imperialistic name of American leader in a mountain in the foremost reaches of North America. The Native Americans, they had a name for it. And in English, they try to say it's the Nali, but really, it's the Dean of the Most High. And I've researched this. And the Native American called that mountain the Most High. That's what they said that Denali meant. But really, it's Dean of Allah. And in the name Alaska, you see Allah in its pure form. A-L-A. Same is true in this state Duncan is coming from. Allah, Bama. No just estimates do they do. And look at what happened in the Ham made a pact with the country where in Islamic history the sons of Ali played a role. One was named Hussein, and that's President Obama reflects that. Then this leader of Iran, he has the name Hassan, but the supreme theologian is named Ali. No just estimate do they give to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This time last Friday, King Salman came to the United States and dove for Ham, even though they had told Ham teacher, Imam Wahduddin Muhammad, that we'll support you, but we got to be your fathers in religion. And look how Allah twisted that thing. Obama didn't go to him. He came to America on that same news cycle. This guy, Salmon Rushdie, made the paper. Boom. We know who gave the prophet in Iran the ability to dig the trench, to beat back these forces, these Confederates. The people who came up against Obama symbolize these Confederates. But they also symbolize the opposition on this planet since Prophet Muhammad. The Zionist Jacobic people of the book, the crusading Richard, like Richard and Dick Cheney, King Richard, Gentile Esau crusaders, in the assortment of pagan forces in the Western world that have attempted to hamstring the continuous strength of what Allah gave Muhammad on this planet. Salmon, the Persian, Iran, Ali, Hussein, Hassan, Adam will be resurrected on 60 arm span in 1979. There was a big clash between America and Iran some 30 years ago, 36 years ago, emphasizing the 6 by 6 square. 6 times 6 is 36. It's time for the resurrection of Adam. 1979 was, in Western terms, the end of 1,400 years since Prophet Muhammad. The Imam came on the scene at the head of that in 1975, at the end of 2,700-year periods. So it wasn't just the head of a century. It was the head of the end of a 700-year period. So not only must he been a mujaddid, he must have been a super mujaddid. But these Eastern Muslims, in their arrogance, just like the Jews of Medina, arrogant against the prophet, tried to use propaganda to get the Imam to drop that title. I say, yes, he was a mujaddid. Yes, he was a mujaddid, but not only a mujaddid, but one who came at the end of a 700-year period, a super mujaddid, a major mujaddid. And look what's happening in that world today. The leader of Al-Qaeda is telling the world that Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi could not be over Khalifa. Any Islamic fool know that. Matter of fact, that guy's a Jew that's been conspiratorially put in that position to wreak and to reap havoc. The Muslim Brotherhood was established by Western forces as a counterpoint to the rise of Soviet Russian-backed communistic influence in the Middle East. Ayman al-Zarqawi bashing. They over there fighting each other. But they had the nerve to tell Imam he couldn't use the name Mujaddid. And some of our weak brothers, yeah, that's right, the Imam can't be, why you out of your mind? If he was not one, you name me one since Prophet Muhammad that has done more to refreshing the Islamic movement on this planet, to regenerate it, to make it green again. In the proof, name me one that influenced the leadership of the most powerful country in the world in a given historical time. Name me one. You can't do it. It's impossible. Absolutely impossible. And you ought to have your butt spanked for sitting there somewhere trying to think of one. Look, after this work has been done in 36 years, who was the president? Now the time has come for this master culmination of a plan. Obama said when he was running that he would negotiate with Iran, and they tried to act like he was crazy. No, he had studied the wisdom of the mega super mujaddid, Jimmy Carter was president right before this deal came to a conclusion. Jimmy Carter hit the news in a big way. May God bless him with increasing health. And if he passes, forgive him of his sin and grant him the blessings of paradise. That's a mighty timely hitting of the headlines. The man who was involved initially in this conflict with Iran. 1979. Everybody in the Muslim world gloating over Ayatollah Khomeini. And I'm not down in the brother. May Allah forgive him and grant him paradise. But when it come to explicating Al-Quran, he was nowhere in the class of Imam Wahduddin Muhammad. And Imam came on the scene big time in 75. Khomeini had been around for years. I understand that. I'm not crazy. But he only made a big splash in 79 on, some 6 square years later. Adam has clearly been resurrected among the sons of Ham. And you African-American, neo-colonialistic, Rawlings-type leaders, the earthquake gonna get you the way it got Mayor Stephanie Blake Rawlings in Baltimore. She must go to the house. Freddie Gray. The leaders are no longer like Fred Gray and all the mid-20th century African-American leaders, integrationists and nationalists. They more like this councilman name up in Baltimore, Carl Stokes, the first African-American mayor of Cleveland, same namesake, who put a knife in Dr. King and Abernathy's back, playing selfish games the very day he was elected. Crazy Gentile politicians that's speaking like you so Christian, like you on the Peter the church, but you really a richer type crusader against Al-Islam. You going down the same way on 9/11 anniversary Rick Perry went down. A certain class of Perry means Peter. Rick is short for Richard. there's a wipe-up, mop-up process. That's selfish, neo-colonialistic, controlling the mass, newly installed leaders over our masses in these cities. They have been judged. That phony, so-called Christian evangelical political leader has been judged on the same week, in the same week that the imam is brought to fore in the whole world before everybody's eyes, dole for his student. And these people claim to be over the Holy House. In this same week, the imam said Barack Hussein Obama represents the Hajj. Hard to get started around about the 20th, I think. These so-called keepers of the holy precinct. All they want is military weapons. Come over here, Obama, give them some weapons. They satisfied. But Allah allows them to make a case against themselves. They supposed to follow the prophet who grew up in that city. He said, science is my weapon, not military weapons. You don't believe anymore. So in this year, this special year of Imam Muhammad, look what happened in Mecca today. A physical event about the damaging of the sacred masjid occur as a symbol that the people in that city and in that country has damaged this religion. And they didn't like Bilal, and Allah had to raise up one looking like Bilal, who they tried to chomp off and tell them to be their born religion. Look what happened right before your eyes today. In this momentous week, when one come from the continent of Belial, made jinn and men, through the help of Allah, die for him. Go get these pseudo-African-Americans intellectual. Let them paint a picture like been painted today. What can they rely on other than the authority of God? And if they're relying on the authority of God, then that's a rod that swallow up all other rods. So they'll be on the same page with me, Brother Imam, and all other presenters. But if they come with something other than the thought of God, then they'll get nothing here but wood and water. Out articulated in the knowledge of societal life, the sun, matter of this material world, water out their eyes. Knowledge of the rain that come down and give life to a dead earth. Divine revelation. Now, I told the imam earlier this week that I had a throat problem, and it bounced back a little bit after Allah blessed me to see personally in my life a great sign confirming Preach Wallace. And I have Preach Wallace today. And if Allah willing, we'll continue to preach Wallace, even though the disbelievers in and out of our ranks may detest it. We're not intimidated by you. We fear none but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's Allah that brought this Islamic movement a mighty long way. It's Allah that raised up Ben Ishmael in 1776, raised up Umar, raised up Abdul Rahman Ibrahim, the prince among slaves, raised up Brother Job, raised up the Honorable Noble Duale, raised up Marcus Garvey, raised up Farad Muhammad, Elijah Muhammad, all the great pioneers, Sister Clara Muhammad, and then that special super mujahid, Imam Waruddin Muhammad, who can stop Allah's forward march. He will establish this deen in America. From north to south, to east and west. And he is not in need of any of his creatures. So you peacock, pampered, scientist-oriented imams, we all need to repent and make sense now. As we marvel at the work, took a proto-Muslim who claimed to be Christian and beat back the global conspirators right before us. Allah did that, not Obama. Now, this is what the imam said. Some of you may be familiar with this writing. You may be. But we got short memories. So I'm going to read this and close out. This is chapter 14 in Random Conversations. The Spirit Never Dies. President of the United, Barack Obama, President of the United States, Obama passed away. Imam passed away approximately 2 months before Obama was elected. We are people that's being born. All of this is Imam Muhammad on the continent of America, the United States. We lost our life as a people. Even if we became good Christians, we still lost our life as a people because our lifeline goes back to Africa. And slavery severed or cut off that line. Slavery on the plantations of the South in the States, identifying or labeling us as not full humans and treating us like that. For all these years of slavery and after slavery, until we won help from the good people of the United States to have our laws changed and attitudes changed in government, we were a people cut off and rejected. They didn't accept us into their social societies. And then they didn't accept us to socialize in the public of these United States. If they saw you doing that, they would want to hang around you and catch you by yourself. Yes, this is reality. This is a real history. Look how times have changed. Look how Allah has rewarded us and given us back our life and given us respect in the society that labeled us as not full humans. I don't know if some of you register the gravity of the importance of that. And I don't know if some, I'm saying this, if we register the importance of the events of this week, some 7 years after the death of Imam Waruddin Muhammad. I don't think some of you do. If you did, you wouldn't be the same old Negro in your kitchens or your bathrooms and out on the street. You'd be a new people that's supposed to inspire you and change your way of thinking, supposed to give you a new heart. You're supposed to be like Obama, Barack Obama. That's how you're supposed to be, the character, the dignified man that is the human Obama. Obama, didn't he get the right name? Barack means blessed. He is truly a blessed man. You're not going to tell me that Allah did not make the Imam a seer with all kinds of powers of precognition and prescient skills? Yes, he blessed our spirit. We will never be the same again. Those who are wasting their lives and being foolish in the streets have nothing to inspire them or get respect that will lift them up from indecent behavior and self-destruction. Obama, one man, his acceptance by the big people in these United States, big white people in these United States, is affecting the spirit of black America in a way that's going to sober it up and make it more decent. That's going to happen. They can't resist it. That's Allah's way. Allah says your death and resurrection is as the death and resurrection of one soul. All you need is one person with enough influence, and if they don't have direction in their life, they'll bring down the whole people. Just one example, just one image, one example. Eazy-E, straight out of Compton, Dr. Dre and all that, bringing down whole generations. The Imam goes on to say, Allah says, by the same logic, one standing up in the right character, having the right life, can lift the whole people up. That's what we have in Obama. He didn't say that what we have in this Imam or that Imam under me. Brother, we need to stop being so jealous, so envious. Everybody want to be the main superstar, the head Negro in charge, the straw that stir the drink. This is what the Imam said. To me, he's more than a candidate for the president of these United States. He's much more than that. He's new life. Praise be to Allah. So these are really new times. This before Obama ever got a broke vote for president. Don't you be so naive to think that these enemies of your race have not hated Obama since the very moment he was elected. They were hearing Imam just like you, and they knew what his success could do for other people. So they said, look, we can't stop him now, but let's taint his image so his people won't be expired by his great work. And 75% of us were so naive and stupid that we fell for that little trick. So these are really new times, Imam say, really new time. Brothers that's been around me will tell you that I've been with Obama before Obama was campaigning. Yes, I suspected that powerful white folk were looking for him for the future, and it worked. I've been with him a long time. I did before the elections or a long time. Had to be way before 2008. And who wouldn't be with a decent man like that? A lot of these jealous Negroes in and out of our community. Except that people are afraid to vote for a man. They think putting him in that high office would get him killed. They really believe that they aren't going to let him get to that high office. They'll kill him. Well, he just beat back the forces that's been running this world for over 1,000 years, and all praise is due to Allah, he's still living. But that office is too important, and freedom is too important for us to fear death and hold back your support from an African-American because we don't want him to get killed. No, Allah has power over life and death. Nobody can kill anybody unless Allah permits it. So you're not supposed to hold back because of fear. That's why so many haven't progressed as we should. You don't believe that the white man would accept us if we progress. You believe he's going to hold us back. Look how many white Americans have supported Obama. Look at Dick Durbin. Look at all those 42 senators that supported him. One, Cory Booker out of Newark. I think he supported him. One African-American. The rest Caucasian, male and female. 42 U.S. senators went against AIPAC, went against Jacob the Father, went against the evangelical religious base. You don't believe he's going to block or stop us? Well, that's a trick the devilish ones among them is working on us. They continue the trick since he's been in office, trying to convince you that he didn't live up to the example the man has cited. This man has been one of the greatest Western leaders since way back. When it comes to Africa, you have to go all the way back to Hannibal. How he came over in Europe and took care of business. I'm back to the email. You want to be popular? You want to get somewhere? Your talent is entertaining people, sing and dance. That's what you do. These same people, conservatives, I see them in Alabama. They love these football players, athletes, crazy about them. But the one who's serious and not playful, serious ham, they say, stay out of this, these serious matters. It ain't for you. Yeah, that's how they worked on us for generations, to get us to accept that kind of mindset. And most have accepted it, haven't accepted it, but too many of us have. The white man used to say, stay in your place. He ain't saying it anymore, but we say it. Imam Muhammad better stay in his place, claiming he all this and that. I'm putting that in there. The white man ain't going to let him do what he's trying to do. He should know that. We're approaching that hard, and I'm skipping. Look at what the Imam said. Barack Obama is the Hajj, the sacred masjid, has been damaged by weakness in the Muslim world. The image of Adam, our father, in the excellent human being. Hajj is to go discover your human essence, the essence that can evolve you to the high place in the heaven of Abraham. Yes, he went to the seventh level. This is the seventh year since the man passed away. The highest level is the heaven up there. God put him, talking about our father Ibrahim. The Hajj is a symbol that represents the excellence of humanity or human essence. Obama is the Hajj is Obama. Yes, Hajj is Obama. It's returning to the state of spirituality and for your mind, the state we can see when we hear him speak. He's coming from sincerity. He's coming from moral strength. He's coming from the best of human character. Compare Obama to all these folk that's out there now, to Richard Cheney, every time he get a chance, trying to taint him. That's what God wants for us all, that we rise up to different levels. All of us won't go to the same level. That's enough of that. This is what the mega super mujaddad saw. And look what Allah has brought about, confirming his faith. Dearly beloved audience, we living in serious times. The Imam said we living in the day of Yom Middin, the day of Yama Kiyama, the day of conclusions, to reflect and contemplate the wondrous works of our Lord. Dearly beloved audience, we thank you for your presence, how many and however, and we hope and pray that Allah bless this act of service, and may we become better human beings as a result of the service. Peace be unto you. As-salamu alaykum. Brother Imam, are you still there? Brother Imam, are you still there? Dearly beloved audience, we don't hear anyone on the other line. So, again, we thank you for your attention. And I wanted to open up for questions, but that's not the case. So, again, peace be on you. As-salamu alaykum.
Imam?
I guess so. Check and see if he's still there.
Oh, okay. Hold on a second.
You say
he finished your broadcast. He asked the question.
Okay, is he still on?
Let me. All right, my dad's.